Faith Christian Center Church Ministries. Get ready for a life-changing message that will minister to your heart from Dr. Carlton Sharp. You will never be the same. Never, ever be the same. Join us as we are building faith, building bridges, and building lives. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, church family. Don't forget to download our mobile app, available for both Apple and Android. If you have an Apple device, simply type in Faith Christian CC in the App Store. If you have an Android device, just type Faith Christian Center Church in the Google Play Store. And remember this, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Access to your favorite sermons and content is easier than ever with the Faith Television Network. Between Livestream and VidTiVo, you can stream hundreds of hours of content all at the push of a button, including What's Happening in Our Neighborhood, and all new weekly episodes of Tag Team Thursdays. And don't forget, join us for service every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. and every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. And remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
Imagine starting each day with the power of prayer. Well, at 6 a.m., you could join us for a moment of spiritual refreshing by dialing the number 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777, to connect with our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Now, when God's people come together in prayer, His power manifests and makes profound differences in our lives. Remember, where two or three are gathered together in His name, He is there among us. I am filled with excitement and eager anticipation for what God is about to do in our lives because we choose to pray. Now, Scripture makes it clear that it is God's very nature to intervene when we pray. So start your day with people of like precious faith as we seek the face of God, intercede for others, and fellowship one with another by calling the number 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. I'm expecting exponential possibilities when we wake, pray, and repeat together. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
November is traditionally the month of Thanksgiving, but for the believer, gratitude is not seasonal. It is a spiritual posture that opens heaven and positions the heart to receive God's best. Gratitude is more than saying thank you. It is a way of thinking, a way of speaking, and a way of living. It activates joy, dismantles negativity, and attracts divine favor. As you journey through this devotional, I want you to embrace intentional, radical gratitude. You'll be reminded of what God has done, is doing, and will do. And with every declaration of thanks, you'll release power into your life. Let Psalm 104 be your anchor. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. You will see how thankfulness opens doors, silences fear, multiplies provision, and honors God. But don't stop there. Make thanksgiving your lifestyle. Keep your heart positioned, your words grateful, and your eyes on God. Let your life say, I live in gratitude, I live in grace, and I live in the overflow. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, we are building lives.
Real topics. Two perspectives. Ready for this week's episode of Tag Team Thursdays.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible says we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Carlton Sharp, pastor of Faith Christian Center Church right here in Beaumont, Texas. And it's Thursday, so guess what that means? It's Tag Team Thursday. Amen. Hey, listen, we want to greet each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being a part of tonight's broadcast. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. And so do us a favor, call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, and let them know that Dr. Sharp and Lady Gwen are live today. Glory to God. Amen. And listen, I'm telling you, what another beautiful day it was today. I'm telling you, another gorgeous day outside. And so I'm just excited about the change of the seasons. What about you? You ready for the change of the season?
Yeah, this is the time where we kind of bring out turtlenecks, jackets, and coats, where we can just kind of snuggle up with our comfort foods, whether it's chili, gumbo, and kind of have the heater on that right temperature for you. Yeah, this is a great time just to be able to, you know, kind of snuggle up and watch all of your movies.
And Lady Gwen makes a mean chili. Oh, my God. It's just for us. She make a mean chili. But I tell you, it'd be hitting just right. Just right. Amen. Hey, well, listen, do us a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend. But listen, if you need prayer at any time tonight throughout the broadcast, there's several ways whereby you get your prayer request to us. If you're watching tonight, by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right there on your screen. Type in your prayer request and send it to us. We'll get it and we'll begin to pray with you and pray for you. If you're watching by way of Facebook Live, in the comment section, you can message us your prayer request. If you want to email it to us, you can email it to prayer ministry at FCCC. Prayer ministry at FCCC-BMT.org. Or if you're technology savvy, you can pull out your cell phone and text PR for prayer requests to 54244. Or if you're on our mobile app, there's a need prayer tile on the mobile app. Just simply click that need prayer tile, put in your prayer request, and send it to us. And then let us invite you to join us each and every morning for our Wake, Pray, and Repeat prayer line. Every morning at 6 a.m., we're up early seeking the face of God, interceding for others, and fellowshipping one with another. And we would love for you to join us by calling the number at the top of the screen. That number is 267-807-9601, access code 298-581-777. Then if you have a loved one who cannot access any of our social media platforms, they can call the toll-free number at 877-781-2818, and they can listen in live to the broadcast. And of course, we would love for you to join us each and every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here in the beautiful city of Beaumont, Texas. Amen. 3950 Point Parkway. And we would love for you to be our special guest. And then, of course, we're on all of these different platforms: Above the Cloud, Roku, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Amazon TV, Google TV, Apple TV, and our mobile app. Amen. And also, we're on X, formerly Twitter. Amen. So get the word out. And I tell you again, do us a favor. Call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, hit the like button, the love button, the share button, because, again, it's going to be a great time. Now, you know, this is Tag Team Thursday, and we get in, we give you a word from the Lord that God has given us, and I know that this word is going to bless your life tonight. Amen. I know it. God dropped this in our spirit so that we could give it to you tonight, and it's really going to be a blessing to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, Lady Gwen, excuse me a second. What are we going to talk about tonight?
Yeah, so tonight we're going to talk about how sometimes when you are, you know, in that moment in your prayer time, when you are just talking to God and you have that moment and it's just you and God, we're going to be talking about crying out to God, how to, you know, be able to release some of the pressure in your life where you just kind of cry out to God and just leave it with him, where he says, you know, leave your burdens on me. If that's the one that we're going to focus on tonight, to make sure that if you may be experiencing some things, we know the holiday season is coming up and there are a lot of people that experience some things, or just encounter some things that they remember from their childhood. So tonight's message is just going to be to give you that opportunity to know crying out to God is something that we all have experienced and been able to go through. So crying out to God is going to be our focus for tonight.
And I know that some of you have gotten to a place sometimes in your life that you said, God, help me. I mean, that cry, that God, I need some help. Amen. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. If you're out there tonight and you're having a challenge in your life, and we're going to show you different areas in your life where you might be having this challenge that you're crying out to God, but God has an answer and a solution for your cry. Amen. Now, over in Psalms 46 and verse number 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So God says, listen, I'm your very present help. Amen. So when you cry out to me, I'm there to help you. It kind of reminds me of Michael Jackson's song. It just dropped in my head. You know, just call my name and I'll be there. You remember that song? Just call my name, I'll be there. I remember that back in the old days, amen. Uh-huh. You know, she young, uh-huh. Amen. But anyway, God says he is our present help in times of trouble. So Lady Gwen, what are some of the areas where people may need to cry out to God for some help, amen? And this, like Lady Gwen said, we are almost at the end of this year. And normally in this season, there are people who need the assistance of God because they might be going through it.
Right. They may feel like, you know, during this season, I don't have enough of, and you can fill in that blank. I don't have enough money to be able to get this for my family. I don't have enough of resources to be able to spread this out amongst all of my children.
Yeah.
And so this is the time where we always kind of experience those things, and we rely a lot on the goodness of people's heart to be able to donate not only their gifts and their talents, but donate their time as well. So we have some people that are just crying out to God and say, I don't know how I'm going to be able to make it with my family. I'm not sure how we're going to be able to get through this season in this time. So one of the areas is, you know, just being, it could be just emotional distress where you are experiencing these things during this time, whether it's anxiety, whether it's depression, whether it is guilt,
or grief.
Whether it is just grief, and you're just experiencing these things at this time.
You know, every day people are that some family member is transitioning to be with the Lord. And that can cause grief in this time, especially in this holiday season. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have the pressure on you. I mean, and now you have stress and anxiety. And God tells us that, listen, that we can cast our care on him because he cares for us. Maybe the devil is trying to cause you to get into a deep depression because things are not going your way. Well, listen, God said, I'm here to help you. I am your present help in your time of trouble. Amen. What's the next?
Yeah, and then sometimes during this time, you just might just feel weak, you know, physically weak. You might be experiencing some health challenges. You might just be just tired, just exhausted from going through different motions in your life, whether it is, you know, working overtime to be able to provide for your family, whether it is bringing in some extra income where you pulled in another job. You're just physically weak. You have some health challenges that you may be encountering. This is another area where you just might cry out to God and say, God, just please help me. Help me make it through the day. Lord, please help me get through this situation. Lord, please heal my body. And these are areas that you may be experiencing at this time.
And he promises us that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. Amen. And I don't care if it's an illness, whether it's a physical struggle, God says that he heals us. He said he sent his word to heal us and to deliver us from our destruction. He promised us by his stripes we are healed. So if you're having a physical weakness or health challenge in your life, God says, I will help you. If you cry out to me, I'll help you. Amen. What's another?
And then another area could just be financial streets. strengths. You know, just being able to make ends meet. You have more month than you do money. You are trying to figure out how you're going to pay this bill and then still be able to provide this nice dinner or this nice gift for family members during this time. So that financial strength can also be a part where you're just crying out to God and say, God, I just need for you to provide for me, to put someone in my path that's able to help or assist me. So that financial strength is another area.
See, what the devil wants to do is strain your resources to get you into panic so that you will forget that God says that he will supply your every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So God says, I'm here to help you, not only in your emotions. I'm not only here to help you in your health. I'm also here to help you in your finances. Amen. And then those of us who are kingdom paymasters, God has made us a promise that when we give, it will be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Well, he calls men to give unto our bosom. Mm-hmm. Amen. What's another area, Lady Wynn?
And then, you know, another area is just guidance. Guidance in decision making, where we're calling it out to God and saying, God, you know, I'm at this point where I have to make a decision, and I just need your guidance to be able to lead me to get to that point. So yes. Guidance in decision making is another area where we normally just say, God, I need your help. I don't know what to do in this situation, but I know you are going to guide me and lead me in the right direction, and I need that right now.
And he tells us that in Proverbs that if we would trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. Mm-hmm. And then we also know that God says he orders the steps of a good man. So God says, I will give you direction for your life if you would just cry out to me. Call upon me. God, I need help in the area of direction. I don't know. I got a job offer, and I need to know, God, is this the right direction for me to go? Mm-hmm. God, I have an opportunity in this area. Is this the direction you want me to go? Mm-hmm. And God says, I will help you. Yeah. What's another area, Lady Green?
And there's another area that we always need to cry out to God in, and that's just in spiritual battles, where we just have this warfare, and we're trying to figure out, you know, we need to hear your voice. We need to hear from you. So in order for me to hear from you, I need to be able to be in this quiet place, because sometimes this spiritual battle, you'll start to hear things that it makes you wonder, like, is that really God? Is he really showing me this? That spiritual battle is another place where we need to cry out to God so he can help and assist us and get us through that battle.
Now, we understand that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. We're fighting against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. So we know that we have an adversary called the devil. Amen. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But we're in this fight, and it's a fight for your faith. Amen. As a matter of fact, Jesus told Peter, the devil wants to sift you as wheat, but I prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, strengthen your brothers. And that's why we're here tonight. Amen. We're here tonight to let you know that if you will cry out to God and ask God, God, I'm in this spiritual fight and I'm going through it. And I need some angelic help. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And God says, I will help you in your time of need. What's another area, Lady Gwen?
And then, you know, this last area is just maintaining peace. God, during this time when you're crying out, just say, God, I just need your peace. I need to be able to maintain peace that's going to surpass all understanding. Maintain peace in my life. Maintain peace in my relationship. Maintain peace in my job. Maintain peace in my family. Yeah. I just need to be able to maintain that peace. And I know that you're going to do it. So crying out to God and asking for that is another area where God will be able to supply all your needs.
And he promised us that he left us his peace. He said, I gave you my peace, amen, that surpasses all understanding. So you should have peace in your family, in your relationships with one another. You should have peace with your friends, amen. And then you should have peace, watch this now, with your colleagues. Glory to God, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to give you some areas in just a few moments on how you can embrace God's help when you cry out to him. First of all, the Bible tells us we got to call to him in prayer. Mm-hmm. Okay? Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I really like how the Amplified puts that. It says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of, and understanding." So the first thing we got to do is call out to him. Don't just sit in a corner whining and complaining to yourself. Amen. You got to call out to God. Amen. You got to cry out to him in prayer. What's the next
thing? And then we want to be able to rest in his promises, knowing that what he has promised, one, is true. And then two, it's going to come to pass. So if you just kind of rest in his promises and knowing that what he says will come true in your life, then that's another way that you are able to embrace God's help.
He says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9, "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own work as God did from his." So I'm going to rest in the promise of God. God made us a promise that he would do this, that, and the other, and I'm going to rest in it. Why? Because just like God rested on the seventh day, listen, we got to get the rest. Amen? Mm-hmm. What's the next thing, Lady Gwen?
And then trust his timing. Know that our timing is not like God's timing. So when we trust his timing, then we are aware that, okay, God, I know you're going to come through, and I know that this manifestation is going to happen for me. So if, when we're embracing his help, make sure that we are trusting God's timing.
Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says, "To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." So I'm going to trust that God's timing is perfect. Amen. And listen, he knows the right moment to cause things to happen on my behalf.
Right.
Okay. What's the next thing, Lady Gwen?
And then we want to kind of seek the support from our godly community. Seeking support from those who have like precious faith as you. So being aware that whoever you go and receive your counsel from, it is from someone who has like precious faith just like you.
Over in Galatians chapter number 6 in verse 2 says, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." So we have to support each other. Amen. Listen, you're not on an island by yourself. God never designed you to be all by yourself. He says that, listen, it's our responsibility to help one another in their time of need.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But he also tells us that we need to embrace his peace. Okay. God gave us the peace. Now, over in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6, he says this: "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So I got to embrace his peace. Amen. As I'm crying out for help from him. What else, Lady Gwen?
And then, you know, we have a couple more things. And then, you know, the next thing that you should be aware of is your worship. Your worship and your experience with God. When you are worshiping, then you experience the presence of God. And that worship brings God on the scene, because now it's just you and God. You're focused on him.
Now just know that Psalms 22 and verse 3 says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Mm-hmm. So as I'm worshiping, I'm releasing the pressure that's on me, and I'm giving it to God because my focus is on him. Amen. I'm not focused on the stuff that I'm going through, the challenges that I'm facing. No, my worship now says, God, you're first place in my life.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next thing,
Lady?
And then
meditate. You know, meditate on God's word. Meditate on his presence. Meditate on God getting you through your experience. Meditate, because when you meditate, you're seeing yourself in that manifestation stage. You're seeing yourself accomplishing the thing which God said you can do. You are seeing yourself being productive and successful. When you're crying out to God for a certain situation and you meditate on his words, then you are seeing those things so that you'll know the expectation for you.
Look what Joshua says: "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. But I got to meditate on the word day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. I got to get that word on the inside of me.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got to cultivate your heart. Cultivate your heart for a heart of gratitude, thanking God, being thankful for the things that He has done for you.
Yes, man.
If you know, even just us talking about it kind of gets your mind off of the thing that you were crying out to God for.
Yes.
So when you are meditating on the promises and then your heart is full of gratitude, then you are in the presence and you're ready to hear from God.
And you know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We have to cultivate a heart of gratitude. God, I thank you. If you don't do anything else for me, God, you've done enough. And that's the heart we have to have.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? And then maintain that faith confession. Speak positive. Speak those positive words over the situation, regardless of what you're going through. That faith confession is just the confession that you choose to make, words that you choose to speak over your situation.
Yes, man.
So when you maintain that positive word affirmation, that positive faith confession, then you're going to keep your mind in the right place. So when you're crying out for God, you are willing to hear.
Yeah. And over in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without wavering. For God is faithful, that promise. So I'm only going to speak what God says over and over again. God, I'm going to keep my confession according to the word of God. I'm not going to change what I've been saying. Even though it may get harder and harder and harder, I'm going to maintain my confession. Why? Because what I say will come to pass.
Yeah.
And what's the last thing, Lady Gwen?
Man, you should always remain patient. And I know that's kind of easier said than done. But being patient and remain patient while you are in the midst of asking and believing that you receive.
Yeah.
Because when you're crying out to God, that's usually the point of your frustration. That's usually the point of no return. That's usually when you reach that point and you're saying, okay, God, it's all on you. But if you just maintain your patience and your expectation, knowing that God's going to come through for you, along with your faith confession, then it will come to pass.
Now, Psalms 27 and verse 14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Amen. You got to be patient. And watch this now. And expect for God to do what he promised you. That's the key. While I'm waiting, I'm expecting. While I'm waiting, I'm expecting. While I'm waiting, I'm expecting God to do what he promised me. Amen? So listen, God says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in our trouble. So listen, cry out to him. I mean, if you got to say, God, help me, say, God, I need some help. Mm-hmm. Amen? And he will be your present help in your time of trouble. And guess what? We got to stop because we are out of time. Somebody give God a big hand of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope that's been a blessing to you tonight. That it bless your heart. Amen. For you to be able to get this word tonight. Oh, you know what? I got some confessions for you. Let me do this. I did make some confessions for you because I want you to have this. Now, on each one of the confessions, I'm going to give you a second. And I'm going to read the confession. And then once I read the confession, you can take a snapshot of it. Okay? Yep. Let's see. There we go. Right here. Okay. So just repeat after me, or just read the screen or take a scan of the screen. All right. Heavenly Father, I come before you today, standing on the authority of your word, confessing my trust in your promises and seeking your help in every area of my life. Thank you, Father, for being my refuge, my strength, and ever-present help in times of need. I declare these truths over my life with bold faith. Amen. Now, that's how you started. Now, when it comes down to we said for emotional distress, here's a confession for that. Get your camera out and look and snap the picture. You ready? Here we go. Father, I thank you that you keep me in perfect peace, because my mind is stayed on you and I trust in you. in the midst of anxiety, depression, or grief, I declare that your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guards my heart and mind. You have overcome the world, and because of you, I have victory over every distress. I rest in your presence, knowing that you are my comforter and my strength. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, here's the one for physical weakness and health challenges. Okay? Again, get your camera out and snap the picture. Here we go. Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals me. I declare that every part of my body aligns with your divine health plan. Weakness and illness must bow to the healing power of Jesus. I walk in strength, vitality, and wholeness, and I receive your restoration in every area of my physical health. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Now, those of you who are facing financial strain, here's a confession for you on that. Get ready now. Here we go. Father, you are my provider, and I declare that you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I will not fear lack or insufficiency, for you are faithful to meet every need in my life. I release my faith for supernatural provisions, financial breakthroughs, and wisdom to steward my resources well. I live under the overflow of your abundant blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, for those of you who are crying out for guidance, amen, you need some direction for your life. Here's the confession for you on that. Father, I commit my works to you, trusting that you will establish my plans and guide my decisions. I lean not on my own understanding, but I trust in you with all my heart. In all my ways, I acknowledge you, and I thank you for directing my path. Your wisdom leads me. Your light illuminates my way, and I am confident that I walk in alignment with your will. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Two more. What, those of you who are facing physical, spiritual battles, here it is for you. Father, I thank you that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. I put on the whole armor of God to stand against every attack of the enemy. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I declare victory over every spiritual battle in my life. I am equipped with truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, and your word, which is my sword. Through you, I triumph over every challenge. In Jesus' name. Here's the last one. Here's the last confession for your maintaining your peace in your relationships. Lord, Father, I thank you that you empower me to live peaceably with others. I choose to walk in love. I choose to walk in forgiveness. I choose an understanding in all my relationships, whether with my family, with my friends, or my colleagues. Where there is conflict, I release your peace to reign. Use me as an instrument of reconciliation and help me honor you in every interaction. In Jesus' name. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can leave that without giving you those confessions. And here, let me close it out with this. Father, I trust you in every area of my life. You are my helper, my healer, my provider, my guide, my defender, and my peace. I rest in your promises and declare that I am victorious because you are with me. I walk in your power, your provision, and your purpose, knowing that you are faithful to do exceeding abundantly above all that I ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I hope y'all been blessed by that. Boy, I tell you, that's some good word there. Listen, I'm telling you, you go back and look at this again, and then take a snapshot of those confessions and speak it over your life each and every day. Glory to God. Well, guess what? It's offering time in the house of the Lord. It's time for us to give our tithes, our offerings, and our gifts of love. If you're here tonight, and listen, you want to sow your seed, here's how you can do it. If you're watching tonight by way of Above the Cloud, there's a box right on your screen. If you just click that donate button, designate your seed. And you can do it that way. If you're watching tonight, by way of Facebook Live, in the comment section, there will be a link in the comment section. Just click the link. Amen. It'll get you into our giving portal. And once you're in our giving portal, you can designate your seed, your tithes, your offers, and your gifts of love. If you're watching tonight and you're technology savvy, pull out your cell phone and scan the QR code that's right there at the bottom right-hand side of the screen. And once you're in there, it'll get you into our mobile app. And once you're in our mobile app, there's a place where you could designate, your tithes, your offerings, and your gifts of love. And hit the submit button. If you want to text to give, you can text FCCC Giving to 54244. Amen. And sow your seed that way. If you're on our mobile app, there's a give button on the mobile app. Just simply click that give button again. Amen. And once you get into the mobile app, designate your seed. And then you can send your seed that way. And then finally, if you want to send it by way of mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 12428, Beaumont, Texas, 77726. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, let us thank you in advance for what you do to advance the kingdom of God here in the earth in Jesus' name. Hey, remember this. We're building faith. We're building bridges. We're building lives. And Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says that God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Glory to God. And so we'll see you next time. Hallelujah. On our broadcast. God bless you. Do you want to be saved? Well, Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come now confessing and believing that you raised Jesus from the dead. I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart. I make you the Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, if you prayed that simple prayer, welcome to the family of God. We believe you got born again. What's next, you may ask? Keep God first in your life and get into a good Bible-teaching church that will help you grow and develop in the things of God. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.
November is traditionally the month of Thanksgiving, but for the believer, gratitude is not seasonal. It is a spiritual posture that opens heaven and positions the heart to receive God's best. Gratitude is more than saying thank you. It is a way of thinking, a way of speaking, and a way of living. It activates joy, dismantles negativity, and attracts divine favor. As you journey through this devotional, I want you to embrace intentional, radical gratitude. You'll be reminded of what God has done, is doing, and will do. And with every declaration of thanks, you'll release power into your life. Let Psalm 104 be your anchor. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. You will see how thankfulness opens doors, silences fear, multiplies provision, and honors God. But don't stop there. Make thanksgiving your lifestyle. Keep your heart positioned, your words grateful, and your eyes on God. Let your life say, I live in gratitude, I live in grace, and I live in the overflow. Now remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, we are building lives.
Hey, church family, just dropping in with a friendly reminder to make sure that you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, as well as following us on Facebook. We upload and broadcast fresh content on a weekly basis. Not sure if you're up to date? Here's how you do it. Go to YouTube.com and type in Faith Christian Center Church Ministries and hit subscribe. Also, click the bell to make sure that you receive notifications every time we upload. Or you can log on to Facebook.com and type in Faith Christian Center Church. Hit the like button and we'll notify you every time there's fresh content on the page. So that way you're always up to speed. And thank you so much for all that you do as our viewers for God's ministry. Remember, we're building faith, we're building bridges, and we are building lives.